Okay, there was a sort of underground ripoff that happened surrounding the State of the Union address in the United States. And several underground news agencies are reporting that Bush may have done some product placement during the State of the Union address. And this is surrounding ethanol. And on January 18th, Representative Louise Slaughter stated something very interesting. And I want you to listen to it real quick. Hold on.
Let me tell you so, Sam, what I heard just tonight, and I'm going to track this down. I know it's true, but we got to fix that, that Frist and DeLay and probably others had some day traders working out of their office, and that they were, let's say, for example, the most egregious example that we've got, we're looking into this further, but if they would find out, but there were the bills were being written by lobbyists, that there would be no asbestos bill, and they announced that, and when the market opened the next day, the cost of asbestos stock had doubled.
Wait a second. So you're saying that Bill Frist and Tom DeLay had day traders working computers to invest?
They weren't working for them, but they were working out of their offices, I've been told. Now, I've got to... the man who told me that is as good as gold, and I understand that he talked to Newsweek about it, and they wrote it up a week ago.
Wow.
We're investigating that, and the Rules Committee is doing a report, which should be out in 2 weeks, called Selling of America. Because what I want people to know is, bad as these lobbies... situation was, what their end product was, will hurt every man, woman, child in the country. And you pointed out, look what's happening with the Medicare bill.
Okay, that was Representative Louise Slaughter on the Minority Report, which is a program that is on Air America. And so what happened with ethanol is that ethanol was basically flat all fall, beginning of January, nothing. And then for some reason, ethanol on January 30th jumped, and there are several people that suggest that perhaps maybe Congress decided to jump into ethanol, buy it all up, buy a whole bunch of it, and then right after the presidential State of the Union speech, the president mentions ethanol. Americans go out the next day and start buying ethanol, and these congressmen dump it, and they make a killing. So the next piece of audio you're going to hear is a man named Phil Grady, and he has a stock talk show, and he has a website called Phil's Gang. And on February 1st, he was the first one to notice this big ripoff, and congressmen having day traders in their offices working making cash off of deals inside government information that, you know, that just seems like it should be illegal, and I'm sure it probably is. So listen to this next piece of audio.
I want everybody who's a gang member, if you're not a gang member, go to my site and go to where it says live streaming 3 to 5. I have up a chart for you, ethanol. Now, do you recall call yesterday? I said to you before the speech, start listening to CNBC. You're going to hear them start pumping ethanol. They're going to start pumping ethanol. This was before the president's speech. Of course, who's the first one to start pumping it? Was Cramer, because he was pumping DE, John Deere, and Caterpillar, which obviously their stock would go up if Caterpillar or if ethanol was, well, mentioned in the speech of President Bush. So think about that for a moment. So you talk about Wall Street and Congress not being hooked together. Congressmen are allowed to have a day trader in their office, all legal. They can take the inside information they have, the bills that they're discussing, the bills they know they're going to pass are going to affect a stock. They can go and buy, their day trader can buy that stock for them, all above board, all legally, with that inside information. Now let's follow through ethanol. On January 30th, the day before the speech, all of a sudden ethanol, believe me, was flatlining. It wasn't going anywhere. Matter of fact, ethanol was in a severe downtrend channel since October. Now, I have it up on my chart for you. Take a look at it. Go back to October, put it up on your daily chart, and you see it's been in a downtrend channel. It was channeling downward from $6.50 down to $2.50. That tells you it's a very, very weak stock. Now, put up your 15-minute chart, students, and bring your chart back to January 24th. From January 24th, ethanol, the stock, was flatlined. It was dead. Nobody was buying the stock. Nobody was buying this stock until January 30th. When was the speech? January 31. Okay, January 31. When did Bush start talking about ethanol and his speech? So people in Congress were buying the stock through their day trader that's in their office, started on January 30. Look at the 15-minute chart, students. You can see where they started to buy. They started to buy at 10:30 in the morning. That was the day before Bush's speech. Now, on the 31, all of a sudden the stock is moving up even more. Now remember, this is a stock that was downtrending. Look at it on your chart. A dog stock. All of a sudden, at 10:30 in the morning on the January 30th, XTN, ethanol, starts moving up. No speech yet from the president. Comes 9:30 in the morning on January 31st, the president's going to speak that evening. At 10 o'clock, the market that stock starts rolling again. Stock goes from $4 up to $6. Last night, they had the speech. And guess what happened with the speech? They're talking about ethanol. Now, last night is when he talked about it last night, but the stock started to move up at 9:30 on January 30th, started to move up big time at 10 o'clock on yesterday before he spoke. This stock went up more than 50% in 2 days on a stock that had a downtrend channel since October, been totally dead, and it starts moving up before the speech. Now, I want to play you some clips. Then you know why you use charts. Because my whole point of this, you could have bought this stock at $3.90 if you understood a chart. You could have followed these criminals. Now, let's go and take, and I want you to listen to this here. After he already spoke last night, here comes CNBC.
Ron, Brazil actually leads the world in using an alternative fuel in order to keep its cars and trucks on the road. About 40% of all the fuel that is powering these vehicles you see here on Sao Paulo's jammed roadways is ethanol. Now, one of the few areas that it's actually impacting is in agricultural equipment. The president made very explicit references to ethanol. Ethanol, of course, is made from corn and other agricultural products. As a result, the two big agricultural machinery producers, Deere and AGCO, moved up rather dramatically. They're up about 5% here in the middle of the day. In fact, Deere is at an historic high right now.
Okay, Deere and Caterpillar is up. Now, this is all the noise you're getting today, and this is why I'm begging you for the kids, for your own self, I'm begging you. Learn what the hell you're doing and learn how these criminals act on Wall Street. So this is after the day of the speech, he's talking ethanol. I told you yesterday before the speech, watch what happens with ethanol. So they're pushing Caterpillar. Here we go again. Listen to this.
Thanks to President Bush. Shares of Deere trading sharply higher here after President Bush, of course, last night talking about the need to try and curb our dependence.
Listen to when they move the chart in. I want you to hear that sound effect when they move the chart in.
Thanks to President Bush. Shares of Deere trading sharply higher here after President Bush, of course, last night talking about the need to try and curb our dependence on imported oil. Talked about trying to invest research and develop new technologies for developing alternative fuels like ethanol. Well, the farm would be a place where the food chain starts for that. There's a look at Deere up 5% today, trading at a fresh 52-week high. Not to be outdone, Caterpillar keeping pace here. Caterpillar.
Okay, now let me give you the whole setup. And if you're going to trust Wall Street and Washington, yesterday, as I said to you, I told you this would happen with ethanol. Ethanol started to go up January 30th. That was the day before the speech. Started at $2.90. If you understood what you were doing, you really wanted to buy ethanol, you could have bought it there, because go look at your chart. If you look at your chart, this is a downtrend channel. If you go back to October, the stock was downtrending from 6 down to 250. My students know that on a downtrend channel, you're looking for the shorts to cover. Well, you don't buy the stock to a break above the 50-day moving average. Follow me on the chart, students. So again, there you go. On January 27th, it broke above the 50-day moving average. So you already had to be in the stock. So if you're going to be in ethanol, you had to buy it before the rally. The proper place, if you understood pattern recognition, was to buy it when it was at $30.95. So you would have been in the stock prior to this phony rally. That's a downtrend channel pattern. My students know it. Now, for you folks in your car, you can't see it. Now what happened? Let's go back. You would have been in that stock already. But here's what happens to the dumb money that sits on the stupid bench. They had no idea that Congress and the guys on Wall Street working together, Congress already knew what the speech was going to contain. Congress already knew what the bill was going to be. So Congress started, through their day traders, which in their office, actually in their office, and it's legal, start buying the stock ethanol, XTHN, at 10:30 on the 30th. Take a look at the chart, students, the 15-minute chart. This stock was dead. Now, believe this. That was, the stock then was at $2 to $3.37. Now, if you're a student, and this is one of the stocks you're following, you would have already been in the stock. So, 3:37, buying started to come in. Wow, did it start to come in. Then comes the day of the speech, yesterday. The stock starts moving up again at 10 in the morning. And it goes 50%. The stock increased 50% before the president's speech. So what was the deal? So last night, Cramer gets on and starts talking about Caterpillar and Deere. A little late, but he starts pumping Caterpillar and Deere last night, just before the speech. Now, guess what happened to ethanol? Ethanol today, after they made the speech last night, and the stock's at $6, everybody starts jumping into ethanol, the stock, the dumb money coming in off the stupid bench because they heard President Bush talk about it, and guess what happened to the stock? It lost 45% of its value today. Why? Remember, you buy on the rumor and you sell in the news. That's what Congress did. That's what Washington did. And if my gang were in that stock, that's what they did. They know you wait until it breaks above its near moving average and the shorts will cover. Well, that started to happen back on January 30th, one day before the president talked about ethanol and the new bill they're going to have about ethanol. And I'm sitting here so frustrated going, imagine if people only knew how to read a chart. Imagine how many people jumped into ethanol this morning near $6 or $5.80 and lost 40% of their money. And now they're going to say, I'm not taking any more money out of my money markets. That's it. The market's crooked. You're right. The market is crooked. There's no question about it. It's the biggest Ponzi scheme in the world. You're congressman. I'm telling you. I know you don't believe this. I know you say, well, Phil's making this up. He tries to be funny. I'm not being funny at all. Congress, these congressmen have their own day traders in their office. These lawmakers have them. It is legal. If you don't believe me, just call. Well, they're not going to tell you. Here's my day trader. That's kind of stupid. But I never lie to you. I never lie to you. Just like when I put up my 115 charts. I had the same charts at 115 that I did at 1115, but I had to do something. I didn't have time to change the charts. So I could have said to my students at 115, well, I got the same charts up because I didn't want to reemphasize this. I said to them, you know what? At 115, I don't have new charts because I'm busy doing something else. I won't lie to you. So one thing I will do is never lie to you. And I am telling you, they have day traders. And you could see the day trading pattern here. So anyways, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have Stephanie put up ethanol, the 15-minute chart, on my site. And we'll have it done before 5 o'clock, before I go off the show. And I'll go through it with you again and show you how Congress and with day trading the stock. And then the minute that Bush started to talk about it, this morning they were selling it. They sold it to the dumb money on the stupid bench.
Okay, you're listening to CKUT Radio. I'm Joe Broadhurst. Margot and Sarah are in the studio. And you have been listening to a man. His name is Phil Grady. He runs a website called Phil's Gang, and he has a talk show called Stock Talk down in the D.C. area. And he's basically saying that Congress is ripping the American people off, and so they're shorting out ethanol, and the president's, by helping them by doing this, and he's certainly saying that it's legal. I'm not sure about that, but I put a call in to several congressmen who promptly hung up on me, and or their people hung up on me, and so I did contact an organization called Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. It's sort of a misnomer. But so they are going to they are checking up on some stuff, and they're going to get back to me, and you know, we'll see what the deal is with that. But if it's true and that they have day traders in their offices, I mean, you know, something needs to be done about that.